This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Stephen Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. The first name is Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N. This is the clinical case of a 83-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The reason for the CKD is associated to long-standing diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, and mixed hyperlipidemia. Period. This patient has been established on Farxiga 5 milligrams every day, and he's taking Kerendia 10 milligrams every other day. The reason for this aggressive therapy was the presence of significant albumin creatinine ratio elevation and protein creatinine ratio more than a gram. With the administration of these medicines, the zero creatinine remains 1.3 BUN is 33 and estimated GFR is 52. The serum electrolytes of potassium is 4.8, sodium 136, chloride 99, and CO2 is 20. Calcium is 9.5, leaving for short tests are with the normal limits. The albumin creatinine ratio came down to 359. Unfortunately, we don't have the protein creatinine ratio. The patient is doing very well. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under better control. The hemoglobin A1C that was reported on November the 7th was 6.3%. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, the patient has overweight. He has been losing a couple of pounds since the last visit. Following number, hyperuricemia that has been under fair control. The latest uric acid is 6.2. The recommendation is for this patient to continue with a low sodium diet, a plant-based diet, and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup because we have to make sure that the proteinuria gets better in order to avoid increased morbidity. A paragraph I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.